Thousands of aircraft not related to the military or commercial airlines make up general aviation. Despite security concerns raised by Saturday's crash, general aviation advocates continue to push for the removal of restrictions imposed after the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Even on a cloudy, sleety afternoon, a small two-seater plane flies practice patterns above Maryland's freeway airport. Chief Flight Instructor Marcel Bernard is delighted to hear the drone. This general aviation field was closed September 11th, and because it's not far from downtown Washington, D.C., freeway was only allowed to reopen a little over 2 weeks ago.
There's no doubt that we were feeling a lot of frustration and anger and a lot of other things being closed for that long period of time. We just didn't feel like freeway airport and general aviation was a real threat to the federal government downtown.
And Bernard doesn't think Charles Bishop's deliberate crash into a Tampa skyscraper is a national security problem. He calls it the Florida fluke. Learning to fly means a lot of one-on-one interaction. And while instructors aren't psychologists, Bernard says they generally do get to know their students. Freeway Airport has made some changes to screen students since September 11th, but Bernard says no new changes are in the works now since nothing like the Tampa incident has happened in over 50 years of training at Freeway.
Unless I were to see a problem, I would have no interest in changing anything I'm doing. It almost makes me think that would be alienating these teenagers if they're going to fly with us unnecessarily.
Freeway staff don't want to alienate any potential clients, especially after a 3.5-month forced shutdown and hundreds of thousands of dollars in losses. A few post-attack restrictions on general aviation are still in place. Three other small airports near D.C. remain totally closed, and no private jets are allowed at Reagan National Airport, which is down the road from the Pentagon and across the Potomac River from the White House. That frustrates Jack Olcott, president of the National Business Aviation Association, which represents companies that use private jets. Olcott says such aircraft are very secure.
Do you think that a company would want its most valuable assets, namely its people, flying with an individual they didn't fully vet? And the airlines are dealing with unknown occupants. In business aviation, everyone in the airplane is a known occupant. And therefore, we believe that business aviation does not represent a significant risk.
Olcott's group and other general aviation organizations are pushing a list of recommendations with regulators that includes checking flyers' photo ID and only giving keys to authorized personnel. Former National Transportation Safety Board official Peter Goltz says the general aviation community should be pushing for much tougher security measures.
One of the things that they've suggested is that the pilot of the charter jet or of the private jet make sure that the passengers know what's in their baggage. It doesn't say that he should check it. I would think the pilots would want to know what's in that cargo. What's in the baggage? Let's get a look at it before it gets on my plane.
In a report to Congress last month, the Department of Transportation noted that general aviation aircraft are not as dangerous potential weapons as huge commercial jets. But the report notes even small planes can deliver explosives, and quickly, to otherwise hard-to-reach targets. That didn't happen this time in Tampa. But what measures can best ensure it won't happen anywhere are still being debated. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.